Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And today we're doing a comic review episode. It's been a little while. We've been promising for a little bit.
That's my fault. I just read it now.
So this will eventually go into the feed. So morphingrid.tumblr.com is the website. Email us littleleads.morphingrid@gmail.com. Twitter is @morphingrid. Facebook's facebook.com/themorphingrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. You guys get it. We're on Patreon. That's the important part of this, though. Patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. If you want to get these early, if you want to help us out and in return get some bonus episodes and some early episodes and some Morphin commentaries that are exclusive, you can go to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. Don't know if I said that already, but I'm saying it again because I really want you to go there for me. Please?
Just do this one thing for me.
Just do this one thing for me and Josh. Please? We need this. Please? Okay, that's it. That's
yeah,
all
we only need like $2,800 more to quit our jobs.
Basically nothing. Just like basically, if every one of you gave $100 a month.
All right. Moving on.
That's being ridiculous. All right. So we're doing issue one of the new Boom series, Mighty Morphin Powered Rangers.
But Jake, this is our second comic review.
Okay, Josh, I don't have time to talk about what a zero issue
even,
is.
There's even a point in this where they put a little asterisk and they're like, see issue number zero.
Okay, so here's how I would do it if it were a pod. Here's how an issue zero works for a podcast.
Okay.
Let's say your podcast is one where you watch an episode of Power Rangers like twice a week and you talk about it, right?
Sure.
Issue zero is you going, here's what we're going to be doing in the podcast.
Right.
It's not like it's indicative of what the podcast will be, but it's not necessarily exactly what the podcast will be, right? That's what issue zero of the comic was. It's like, hey, here's Power Rangers fighting monsters in a robot and it's teen drama.
Right, but they call back to it. So really, it was just the first
issue.
Because
it is still important, but it's not necessarily what a first issue is. I agree that it was not handled properly, but it came out like 3 months early. So like there's right. been time.
I'm going to bring up the issue zero issue
for
every
rest,
time we
for
do
For the
this.
Rest of my life, aren't you? Okay, so we start off. We're just going to jump in. Cool. Yeah. Everyone on board?
So you said you didn't want to do this beat by beat. So
no.
I don't know what your plan is. I read it, and now I'm just here for the ride.
Okay. Do you remember anything from it?
Yeah. Kimberly's that was in it. And
Kimberly?
No, I remember.
Skull? Oh, your
faves. Bulk and Skull have basically a video podcast about the Power Rangers.
They do. I think it seems like both. At different points, there's definitely a video series, but there also might be a podcast. Or Kyle Higgins doesn't know the difference, which is
fine.
Well,
I mean, their video podcast is a thing.
Yeah, it's also got like VHS tracking lines. I don't know what that's about.
So you could tell that we were viewing the recording.
I guess. I feel like there's a more delicate way to do that.
It's
nowadays.
Harder to display that now that HD is a thing.
Look, here's the thing though. Like the people getting this comic
also,
are primarily people who do remember VHS tracking. So I guess
probably
it's
probably like a second, third hand video recorder that Skull got.
Right. Bulk is like the face man, and then Skull does all the stuff, which is canonical because that happened in the show.
Skull is the cameraman.
Cameraman slash editor slash microphone slash assistant slash everything.
He's the tech guy.
Yeah, which I like. So basically they're just recapping the story of the first 21 episodes of Power Rangers, primarily the Green with Evil saga. Somehow they all know that Rita made the Green Ranger. I don't know how this information got disseminated.
Yeah.
I guess it's like one of those like not the point things. So they just kind of like
right.
move past it.
Yeah. It's just everybody knows about Rita except that we're moving forward.
Yeah. And then they're interviewing people, but like, hey, the guy that was trying to destroy the city is now on the good guys team. How do you feel? So he talks to a bunch of different kids. He ends up talking to Billy and Trini. Billy's crazy awkward. And Trini's like, don't worry. It's fine. What Billy means to say is that it's fine.
I didn't love that panel because Billy didn't say anything that could not have been understood by a regular person.
Well, no, but I think it's more of a spirit of the law rather than the letter of it.
Yeah.
Because he's not like, well, viscosity of the hypotenuse and et cetera, et cetera. He's like, well, by definition, the teamwork is it. And Trini's like, all right, he's going to ramble because he doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't like being on camera.
Also, he hates talking to people.
Yeah.
Like, I get that.
So she's like, what it means is like teamwork is cool, right? So like,
yeah,
we're fine with it. And then they end up interviewing Tommy, who's like, what?
He says, I don't understand the question.
Yeah, he's like playing the dumbest. But all that
is
really...
Is he playing?
this Tommy might be playing
the Tommy
dumbest.
Seems a little more angsty than the Tommy we get on the TV
sure.
show.
For sure. Well, because the comic is for people who watched Power Rangers when they were 5 to 10 and are now adults, right?
Right.
Like we can say whatever we want, but like that's the target demographic. People who liked the original Power Rangers. Like, they want your darker and grittier. And if this is as far as it goes, like, just like the Veronica Mars light version of Power Rangers, then I'm in. I'm okay with that. But like when they say, like, when he's like, I don't understand the question, that's literally just so they can be like, oh, well, here's all the stuff you need to know again, I guess. It's just like a quicker. I don't know. I'm falling into the trap of just like going over it, but I want you to buy it is the problem, right?
Right.
So if I do that, then if I just tell you how everything goes, then like you won't get it. So let's talk about like what were some things you liked from it?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I didn't really like it.
No?
No, it's not bad. Like, it's fine. I have a hard time getting into comics anyway.
Right.
I didn't hate it. I like that Zordon is the bad guy.
Yeah, okay, that's my favorite part. Other than the fact that, like, it says Bandora Palace on Rita's door.
Yeah,
still.
I like that a lot.
But yeah, they're talking about, like, the Dark Crystal, like, that was in the Zero issue. And, like, it doesn't mean anything to me. Like, that crystal is, like, the MacGuffinest thing there is. It's just,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, and I guess it got charged by... Just yeah. chaos happening.
I guess what happens is they like shove it in the monster, and like the more destruction the monster causes, or the more like energy it outputs.
Well, it got energy from the monster being destroyed and the bridge. So
just destruction makes it the chaos energy created by the dragons are destroying them. Yeah, okay. That's really Power Rangers. It's really Power Rangers hand wavy. Yeah, so the scene where Zordon's the bad guy, we just like jump in, and there's no indication that this is like anything other than like fine and real, is one zillion putties, and it's just Tommy and Kim fighting them.
Yeah.
And it's like
a training session.
Yeah, it ends up being a training session, but like you don't know that for a little while, but Tommy ends up leading a bunch of people to their death because putties jump them. But then we cut out, and it was training, and Zordon's like, oh, no, it's rigged. You couldn't win. I'm the bad guy. Yeah. I'm the villain.
I wanted to make you feel real awful about yourself. Because if you went the other way, the monster would have stepped on all of them.
Yeah,
so.
And he's like, it was designed to teach you how to deal with failure. Or you should make, like, winnable scenarios and, like, have them get better at thinking critically and, like, doing better instead of just, like,
yeah.
accepting.
Well, if I can't win, I quit.
Right, yeah, like, exactly. So that basically just ruins Tommy's entire day because he just goes home and like lays on his bed until Scorpina tries to kill him.
And that's where it ends.
Yeah, that's where it ends.
There's a lot of okay Jason and Zach stuff. I don't know what's going on with Zach.
Zach has some stuff
going on.
He's
having trouble at home, but we don't get more than that.
Well, he doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Which is like a thing that is very real. And then people are like, yeah, I have problems, but I'd rather not talk about them.
Oh,
so,
no, I know.
No, I didn't want to say you specifically, but, like, that's what I was leaning on. I get it, you know. Like, some things are just easier to not deal or just deal with internally. And I think that's what's going on with Zach. But I do like that Jason's like, hey, we're friends. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, if you need to talk.
So I like the relationship they built between them. I like the illusions of the relationship between Billy and Trini.
They are never not seen together.
Yeah.
Which I enjoy.
Everyone's paired off.
Yeah.
So I hope that mingles a little more.
Yeah.
Because right now, everybody is very paired off.
They're paired off and very separated. There's also this like two-page Bulk and Skull adventure where they... like
I read that also.
They tackle a putty who's... just like
they
hanging out.
They ran it over, right? With an SUV?
No, they run into a... it looks like a smart car, to be completely honest. They run into a light pole, and it lands on the putty's head and kills him. But, like, they didn't know it was a putty. Because, like, in the picture,
right.
He's
so,
like...
this is a two-page thing. The synopsis of it is the Power Rangers are fighting a monster, but Bulk and Skull are going to get there at the last second and deal the finishing blow somehow and take all the glory.
Or, like, they're going to, like, yeah, try to do something. I don't know, it's...
When I was reading it, it seemed like their plan was to kill the monster
by hitting it in the toes with a car. I don't like the Bulk and Skull backups. I don't.
There's another comic in there. I didn't read that.
Oh, that's a preview for another comic. Okay. That's an ad for another comic.
I looked at it. I'm like, that says Joyride. I ain't
reading
that.
Don't even worry about that. Yeah. The thing I don't like about the Bulk and Skull comic is that it doesn't seem like it's in the same comic as the rest of it.
It's a different... It's like a Sunday morning funny.
Yeah, and it's like I don't like the art. Like, the artist is Corin Howell, and like, I don't want to put him on blast in case, like, you're listening to this, but like, I just don't. This is a lot better than that one issue of Gem you did, because that issue of Gem was boring as sin, because nobody moved. Everything was just sitting down and talking, and it was real boring. I just don't like it. It doesn't seem like it matters, and I don't know why it's there. I like backup stories.
It's just like a little goof at the end.
Yeah, and like, but backup stories.
But it's clearly a different Bulk and Skull.
See, I don't think it's meant to be, but it is.
Yeah, it does not look like them or act like them in the comic proper at all.
Yeah, because they're like Power Ranger fanboys in the comic, and then in this, they're like, the Sour Rangers are going to take the win from us. Like,
yeah, like the Power Rangers are doing them a disservice.
Yeah, like what? Like, what? As for the rest of the issue, I like... It's not a good first issue. You know what would have been a good first issue?
Issue 0.
Issue 0 plus this.
Sure.
All of that together would have been fine. Instead, what we got was what seemed like a really short...
Right, because the whole thing is...
Issue.
...is basically Bulk and Skull asking, do you trust this Green Ranger? Because he didn't really fight that well.
Yeah, then he, you know, like, locked up.
So he
something.
Fought against them, and then he was with them, but also he wrecked the bridge, so what do you think's going on here?
Yeah.
It's a... Should we trust him or not kind of thing.
But it takes...
They asked Tommy the question, so now it's about him trying to figure out what all this means to him.
The first issue, the zero issue, rather, the problem was that they just jumped right in. They didn't do anything, right? They didn't tell you anything. They're just like, hey, this monster fight, Green
Ranger. There's still Phantom Rita, and I don't know if that is an actual projection or all in Tommy's
head. I don't know if it's a spell or some sort of, like...
Just like residual black magic.
I don't know. I'm kind of excited to see how that shakes down, because I do think that's interesting. But like the zero issue was like, had no explanation to anything. They just jumped right in. This one, they explain everything for 40 pages. Like, the only action is a training sequence. And that's it. That's literally it.
In a pocket dimension.
In like a hologram, like on a holodeck. Like, they're in the danger room for
Kim calls it a pocket dimension.
Does she?
Yeah. Like, when they first come out of it. It's right around where Zordon is explaining that it was meant to be failed.
Yeah, that's what the pocket dimension's for, so Zordon can build situations and we can practice. Okay, that I'm actually more fine with, because Power Rangers has like a...
Pocket dimensions is a Power Rangers thing.
A deluge of pocket dimensions. I want it to get better.
I think my problem with comics is that, like, that is 6 minutes of an episode of Power Rangers, maybe.
This is, yeah. I feel like...
So I'm just like... I'm not getting enough to be invested in the story that's happening. So that's why I usually only buy trades, because I get enough to be invested.
That's why a lot of people usually only buy trades. I understand that. Let me count these pages real quick, because now I'm curious.
Okay.
No, that's 20 pages.
So that would be about a full episode.
That would be about a full episode, but in the
But it's like an episode two.
It's like episode one and
it's
a
like
half,
an episode,
but also episode a half.
It's like an episode... Yeah, one and a half.
It's a problem that a lot of comics run into. It's called decompression, where you take your story and you're like, yeah, stretch it out. So this fits all out. This one story fits over these six issues, right? Whereas you could just put it together and get a good issue.
Right.
And I feel like that's the plan, is to tell things in a more, I don't know how to explain it, like not comic booky, but like in a more in-depth way. But that kind of defeats the purpose of Power Rangers, which is like, oh god, it's minute 17 and they're not in the robot yet. Like, go. Everything moves real fast in Power Rangers. Like, and when it doesn't, it's the worst episodes ever. If it's Island of Illusion, it's Ninja Encounter Part 2. It's just like these dragging things that are terrible. And so like, that's kind of what the issue is. And I like a lot of the things about it. I like the teen drama. I'm super into teen drama.
Yeah.
As it applies. And I like Power Rangers could definitely use some good teen drama. But like Raptor, like they need to fit in the Power Ranger stuff in a way that makes sense.
Yeah. And all of the teen drama is just like
Power Rangers.
It's just wrapped around Tommy.
Yeah. It's like Tommy and then like, oh, hey, Zach's got a thing.
Right. But like, only worry about that for three panels.
Right. So, like, I'm hoping he's just getting his sea legs and he's trying to figure out like how it works.
I'm hoping that tweet that he sent out about it being about Tommy was, and he said it was a joke. I hope it actually was a joke, because right now
it doesn't seem like it was a joke.
Right now it's very Tommy heavy.
Yeah, I wish I liked it more, but like let's do another page count real quick. Okay, so five pages. The first quarter of the story is Bulk and Skull's video podcast telling you the story.
That in an episode would be cut probably to them asking one person to establish what they're doing and then asking Tommy within 30 seconds.
Even if they ask, like, because that's...
Or it would open with them, with Bulk on camera, just explaining what they're doing and then immediately asking Tommy.
Yeah, well, because, like, even if they ask the same amount of people, because they ask, there's six panels of people, right? Because it's like six panel grid. That's not how the rest of the comic is, but that's how this is, which, like, format-wise, I kind of like. Oh, never mind. I lied. That's just how two pages are. That would be the minute two. Minute one would be Bulk going like, oh, the Rangers, they did this, and now the Green Ranger's bad, but he's good. Who knows? Let's ask some people. But they take three pages to get to talking to people. You know? Like, that's so much time that you're just throwing in the garbage.
Maybe it'll get better when they're not trying to, like,
recap everybody. I'm hoping, like, issue two and three are just, like, upward momentum from here.
Also, not enough goofy stuff. It all seemed kind of serious.
It's very serious, too, which is not Power Rangers.
No.
I
think that's what I didn't like about it, is that it wasn't funny.
Yeah, it's... Not that it wasn't funny. It didn't seem fun.
Yeah, well, nothing, like...
Nothing goofy happened.
Nothing goofy or nothing just fun for the sake of having fun or just campy, weird stuff.
Yeah,
like, none of that happens. It's just all Tommy brooding.
Yeah, then that's old. That's already old, and we're only on issue one. So, I mean, Scorpina shows up at the end like with a knife to his throat. So I'm like really hoping.
I like that. Hopefully that pays off Phantom Reader in issue two, but we'll see.
We'll see. I think that's it. That's all I want to talk about.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Check it out. Get issue one.
Check it out. Let us know what you think. Don't let our opinions sway your opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Because like you might like that. You might like that more.
If you do like it, let us know what you like, and you'll probably help us see it from a different angle, and then maybe we'll like it more.
Yeah. Another thing I do like, I really like the art. I think
the art is good.
I think the art it could be, I think, in the wrong hands. Like this art could be a little plain, but there's a lot, like their faces aren't really doing a lot and anything, except for Tommy's doing like, ugh.
Right.
You know. But like their clothes are all real nice, like they're all like updated and stuff. And the monsters look cool. They look like real monsters, like the baddies,
like the Nickelodeon show.
Yeah, they look like all real monsters. This one's Candy Cane Umbrella, and then this one is Ickis.
Oblina.
I forgot Ickis her name.
And Crumb.
I knew Crumb. He's got his eyeballs in his hands. And then their boss or their dad or whatever has like high heels on.
Oh, the. I can't remember his name. The Snoo or something weird.
I don't remember. One problem with the art. It's not really an art problem. It's this Babu is way too buff. This dude is jacked. And I don't know how I feel about that.
I get trying to make all the monsters look menacing and evil, but like...
Make it look creepy instead of like, look at how ripped I am.
Also, Babu...
It's Babu.
He's a goober. He's not an evil monster. He's just a goober who just happens to have his trailer hitched to Rita's truck.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, we'll keep doing these. I'm going to keep buying them because, like, I have a feeling it'll get better once they get past this exposition. But, like, there could have been 100 different ways to, like...
I just want it to open up into just more fun, goofy stuff.
Yeah, because, like, that's... Power Rangers is, like, is so stupid. Look, I don't want to ruin our entire empire here, but Power Rangers is really stupid,
right, but
and that's the point.
That's the point and like, the charm of it.
Yeah, like, it was done for $45 because Saban was like, hey, I can make a show and make millions.
I can make a new show out of this show that already
exists. It already exists. I don't have to do half of it. And I will save so much money, and kids will eat it up like candy. And that's what happened. So it's done on the fly, and it's real quick and slapdash. And, like, the updating is sort of working against it, because I think a lot of that is, like, we can't have fun because we have to have teen drama. And I love teen drama.
Well, you can have fun teen drama.
But, like, everyone, literally everyone is like, I don't know. Like this is, like, first period, right? Like, everyone just hasn't woken up yet. I don't know.
Zach is dealing with some just, like, serious... So he's not even the fun dancing guy. He's just sad, sleepy boy.
Yeah, he's, like, he's in detention. Because he's, like, too tired from power ranging and whatever his home life is going on. They're like, he falls asleep in class, and when Jason tries to wake him up, they both get detention, because that's fair, you know?
That's the joke, is that it's not fair, but the teacher's a jerk, I guess.
Right. I feel like joke is a little liberal. So then, like, in detention, he's like, yeah, I got home stuff. It's all good. Obviously, it's not. This Zach doesn't know hip-hop keto. I'm just calling it right now. So what's even the point? What are we even doing here?
I don't know.
Hip-hop keto.
If you... Let's do a rating system. If you had to rate this, first of all, what is our rating system?
Okay,
and second of all, what is your rating for it? Do you want to do star, like 5 stars? Do you want to do out of 10?
I like 5 because it's not too complicated. I feel like 10, you get a lot more nuance in 10, though. But I want to go with 5.
Okay.
I would give this a 3.
I'm going to give this a 2 out of 5.
And I want to give it a 2, but in good conscience, because it's the first episode, first issue, rather, I'll give it a 3. If this was just like a bonus sized with the 0 issue and this, like I feel like it was intended to be, then I think it would work a lot better.
Yeah.
Because you would get enough action and to drama ratio. Still not making it fun, though.
So you average them out. The official Hey Jake and Josh Mighty Morphin 2.5. Power Rangers issue number 1 rating is 2.5 stars out of 5.
2.5, but like real hopeful that it'll get better. Join us next month or sooner, because I don't know when the next issue comes out.
I don't know when this hits the feed either. We don't really have a time lapse on that.
Yeah. If you're in the Patreon, I don't know when this
will
come out.
Because I don't want to wait for the next issue, because then everyone who's not a Patreon will always be an issue behind. You know what I mean?
We can do it.
I don't know when the next issue comes. It's going to be soon because now we're in a new month.
Yeah, I super don't know. It might say in here, but I doubt it.
It's a picture of Kim, so I just don't.
No, that's the Pink Ranger.
Pink Ranger comic book?
Oh, by the way, they're making a Pink Ranger comic book. I don't know if we mentioned this. I'm really excited about that because I like the two writers on it. And I know that they do good work. So hopefully it'll be more fun than this.
I don't know enough about comics to say how I feel about any of the stuff you just said. But I also don't understand why this comic needs to exist.
Oh, because they can make money from it.
Right.
It's a licensed property. The reason you have a licensed property to do anything is because like the first thing people like, so
right,
they can
make
money.
I guess my question as a fan, not as someone who's trying to milk it dry, is what does the Pink Ranger comic alone bring to the table that the Power Rangers comic is... That we couldn't just have Pink Ranger issues for.
You know how this is about Tommy.
Okay. No, that makes sense now.
We'll get one that focuses on Kim, and the other Rangers will probably be in it, but like much more sparingly. This one could be called Green. Could be called Power Rangers Green.
So far, yeah. All right. We can wrap up now.
Yeah, okay. But like Kelly Thompson and Brendan Fletcher... Is that right? Yeah, both of them do good work. Brendan Fletcher co-wrote the latest run of Batgirl, and it was real good. And he also, I believe, co-wrote Gotham Academy, which is also very good. And Kelly Thompson does the Gem series, which is amazing. And I just co-writing A-Force. It's all comic stuff. Like, if just trust me.
That Gem comic seems like it's fun.
It's so fun.
So now I'm very hopeful for this Pink comic.
Yeah, and I don't know Danielle DiNicolo. I don't know what her art looks like, but... It says here that she did a Mirror's Edge comic, so I kind of know what her art looks like, but I don't know if she's fitting the Mirror Edge style or not, so I guess time will tell. I'm very excited for that. We'll also do reviews of those.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, might as well. All right. Thank you guys for listening. You can catch us in the front of the feed, in the front of the episode.
Yeah, you guys get it.
You guys know by now. So hopefully the next one will come out sooner rather than later. No promises. Thanks for listening, and until next time,
may the power protect you.